Good.
Plus an enzyme.
Hai fatto.
How can you say you sit on the floor all the time? A shaft instead of Zocca and Vicola can put a car cut and start saying. What about a sasso cousin? Because folks can say, clear, I feel enough to give a thumb out of your pizza. And the dog in the fucking, still needs them. What various sources.
That's up.
Back and forth. You want to know where this is printed, this is a good source. So go to Shir Gimelsachem, the Shir Tempach, and these Shirim are also found a little bit in the Geshe Rechayim. You have to come and ask, where does Gimelsachem come from? Where does it say it? Here's where it says it. You have some source somewhere where this Shir is found. Okay, I'm going to leave you completely in the dark as far as the way you can find this thing in print. It's found in the print. It is mukhor, it is correct. I'm not stuck in that. I'm going to tell you where the Shir is found in print. Here's where it's found. Okay? Okay, I'll go for the next simon. What's the next simon about? Shin Fei Kep. Let's open up.
Kep.
Although also they have to fill in the young reach. First they have availeth and others not permitted to wear stone. It's a strange thing. Until now even certain damage applied to all 7 days in availeth. Why should it be a day which is limited to 1 day in availeth? Where's it coming from? But like most good dinim, it comes from the Gemara. They make up dinim on our own.
Has love him enough.
That's officially Islam itself. The Gemara has an Easter for an Abel to wear tefillin. Abel also wear tefillin. Because Hashem to be Chesko, Perch, Kavo, Shalecha, the Chalda Kuli Amor. Doesn't say though, how long the Tosh, so if you didn't have this Gemara, you'd think it's for a whole week. Or not Chof Aleph, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says not. Father Abana, second wide line. Abel Gimli Yomer Rishonim Otro the Yatatilin. Shlishi Vera, Shlishi Bechlam Mutal Yatatilin. 3 days, strange lush. Also for 3 days. But the third day is Mutal. What is it also for 3 days? 2 days. No. Also for 3 days and the third is Ma'at. What's that? Could be. Makes sense. Kulo. Vimbo Panam Chadoshit. Hey, no, Kolek. The rebel lesson. Abel bathed after he fell off on the episode. Vishani the Chlam was so. Sounds more like what we do. I'll take up Yeshua. Second day is Mutter. Limbo, Ponim Chadosh is Kolek. When Ponim Chadosh is gone, on day two, you take off your two. Where did he have 2 days come from? Where 3 days come from? The 2 days come, 3 days come from Yitzhak made the Chiev emotion. So like 3 days. And at Yeshua, Yachvitza Kiyoma. Yachvitza, you already have an internal problem. Sounds like it's an interim 2 days. And you want Yachvitza Kiyoma, it's only 1 day. So how do you reckon? Halakha Rebeleza Bechalitza, Halakha Beshua Bahanach. What does that mean? The Pasuk of Elazar is part of Manasseh's comment, day 3, Enochot. Halakha Yeshua says Rashi, that Mutal Yech Mesheni, and if it was begun, what about Hanukkah of his Tanakh Hadashah's then? That question is not quite so clear in the Gemara. one's ten shulman aruch. Shem tet kat aruch. All the also the yachitzilim of Yom Rishon. Ki achash sheheinei tachava Yom Beis mutalani. That's one line of shulman aruch. Sounds like he's saying. It really starts at 2 days. It's called the principle of what? Mr. Sayon. Kula. And as a matter of fact, the Rosh and Simulam is saying. Close it down my house. And it's an interesting question. The Mixer Yom Kula applies from the time the sun rises. Well, no. We have a different canvas, which we'll get to later. We'll learn the Sugar Mixer Yom Kula, I guess next week, that sometimes you require what we call Abdu Hamanachma Me'etzvah. Basically, we had one of the Sugar Zara Labayim. That it's not just the sun rises, the Mixer Yom Kula. Rather than when the Menachem leave and it's the morning of the seventh day. Or rather they end up with the Tefillin. But yes, the Rosh is something, if you want to look it up, it's on page 70, column 2, the line after the biggest invitation. It says, so was Aktek in Nova Mitzvah, never took the Kula of Yabar Etachama, or never Achash on the Menachem Etzvah. And Achash is fouled in the Ovel. Quite different. We all have to come with that. It's all different in the world. And the Rosh, the Erod, and the Yad, and the Tachama, Amin, and Mitzvah, and the Kula. The Daf can be on my Shvi, who the Bina, and the Yad, and the Menachem, and the Yad. He's the Menachem, also the Chol Shem, and the Yad. Kapla Poska, and the Yad, 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 and the That's the Russian Simon on the back. Fine. We'll make those from Netacham. Chavon, of course, becomes the post of the Akhwisa ki Yomar, the Brenish of them. Yomar is Russian Yochi. Sounds like it's only one day of Avail. We're saying now it's really the estimate of two, but it's a mixture of the Kula. But if the whole Rosh is Akhwisa ki Yomar, how do you reach this conclusion? The Ramban is discussion. Okay, it's Kuf, Kay Zayin. Enough of still in case that. There's the Ramban, I think it's quoting from the Ravid. Let's go left on the page, go page 9. Achvisa ki yom, ki yom ha, it is this ki yom, below to the yom, mashma she yesh lo so sefes min ha-sheni kemat. On this basis, this is the Gemara, that the sheni also, and he said, Eino meniach, shachmen, that she saulu v'yamdu menachma me'etro, you have the other side of the Russian country. This is the sheet of her Ramban. Yeah. Good question. It depends on Nick's school, and it's still need of Dhamma Nath, if we have by ship. Why? How do you see 3 days from a yit we made the chiyel of Moshe? It's only two. Yidav and Shnai. Rabban and Takasha two. And he says, well, by yitmu, Goshen Tav, and Shole, it's a 2 full days and a little extra. I don't know, as Rabban points out, that the Rif and the Gaonim say 1 day. They left at any mention of a 2nd day. How can I beat them? Answer them about a fascinating term. Must nearly live a last month, Milano. This is the Machlokas HaPosma, while we talked about the Ramban, that this passed with the Rift, Ramam, all the way. Live a last month, Milano. We kept our Tzilam Alayla. Ule Inyan Avelus Nixis Ayom Kikulo. And for the Ramban, Alayla Ola Mitzvah Tayom. We assume Mitzvah Tayom is going to only after sunrise. Well, Ola in some cases. The Ramban says no. Mitzvah Alayla Tekula. Remember, it's on serious, it's 2 days. But in practice, it's 1 day. Had you passed in Lila's Mount Tillin, you have to mention the 2nd day, and you need Mitzvah Alayla. You passed in Lila's Mount Tillin, I think it's a lot of the cooler, but de facto, in reality, never more, it's not more than one day. So I said, I'm not. Why? Here's the Ramban's view. Why? Not theoretical. Well, it all is vile as not killing, they won't be shot of all this matter of fact. It isn't theoretical.
So we're
assuming that the defense of the position is that that can be more much. So if you're very good tomorrow, the mark about the shadow, then you're going to do it. Ah, that's a lot of good, it's not a spot, and if it's still, it's not to do with that. It's not so bad. It's not okay. And Mordecai, tough, Saudi still of Yom Sheni, I feel it fall upon him Chadoshet, ain't no calling. So it's the Gemara. Right? Rav Amar came in Shini Yom Shubin Echol. The last line on Chafala from an Aleph, fine. Says the Mordechai, Adol and Bo, called him Shini Yom Shubin. But the Ponim Chadoshet came before you put on Shom, they do. Ein menichon atziel. Can I put it on while they're there? The doctor come my rabbi came and she knew I can call it to shufan hachadosh. I will eino meniach kol man sheyesh shufan hachadosh. I'm a bishlishi. I feel there's shufan hachadosh is menichon. This is the stock of the motor. Makes sense in the Gemara. The Gemara can follow us from out the very bottom. It's not so very clearly like the Mordechai. According to Mark, the Shabbat, the Shulchan Aruch left it out. The Shulchan Aruch left it out. They're not only found in Ilfus Avelis, they were also found in Ilfus Tfilin. Then the Lamed Tet. Okay. Although the Yom region also on the Tfilin. The Kanveela, Chaya, Rafila, Bo, Panam Kadosh. Again, the Shulchan Aruch goes no distinction. Mr. Brewer writes two things. Chaya means only after Neis HaKama, Yesh Polsky. You're a day, goes to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch himself didn't say that. The Kanveela, because you can't, you don't have to seek it. Everyone knows the secret. Hail got the secret. They put it on your tefillin before day. So according to the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei, you can't put on your tefillin day two before day. And the Rakhayim doesn't say that. Maybe the Rakhayim holds, like the Ramban, that this is a Laila Tefula, or like the Gaonim, who are for some different reasons limited today with the one day. But in Yeridei, it's more than it requires day. That's your test in Mishnah Berurah. It says that you put on tefillin, you put on chadashim kam. The Achronim say no, not true. Ein laniach b'fnei tefillin on tefillin. The Ein cholay, you may niach chadashim bo on chadashim. Who's this? Long and Aron, Reba God. Part of Gemara. The Mordechai, for sure. The Pashas and Mechad Pashas against the Mordechai. Against the Gemara, Reb Shudo. But I guess it's not so clear how he passed in the Gemara. That seems to be the Shulchan Aruch sheet. The Ma'aseh should follow the Mishnah Berurah. It's not so clear, especially how he passed it. If you get the sheet that was held only one day, you take all the possibilities. I'm not sure. The passage in the Gemara is, the way, is like the Mishnah Berurah. Huh? Like the Mordechai. That's the passage the Mordechai drives. That's the passion in the Gemara. I don't know another way out of it. I mean, I don't know another good way out. What type of shot in front of Hadashim? What's going on over here? The Rashi says, Hashem. Bo Parach Hashem. You know they got the tefillin. Afa Gav Yikol Meichas Dilma Ami B'Shnei Yom Rishonim Nami Ni Atfillin. The Muslim might want the Rashi. It's the Suda Rashi. That if someone new is going to walk in on day two, or three of the Mandama three, and see him wearing tefillin, he's going to be surprised that he was tefillin yesterday also. The Easter. Talk about a walk line. You walk in there on day two, oh, he must have worn tefillin day one also, the Easter. Not a good one. The Rashi said, Shlerbo, I prefer the Ritzis job. The Ritzis says, not some anyone walked in. But the Ritzis claims, Anoshim Hagunim Aruyim Lenachem. And so too, he says, with respect to Birchas HaOgel, on the Tzubat of Zion and Medvei, and Birchas Chassanim, which is discussed over there. Not that that Kalim Chazos, Halach HaLamayish, this happens, as you know, my son is a Sheva brother. So wait, I made it, I'm emceeing last night, so I said, thanks to Kalim Chazos for coming. This is real Kalim Chazos. Sometimes I feel like I have to speak, and I'm going to use the Kalim Chazos for that. Good chance of Brooklyn of Atos. Really. Because the Ritzvah says, it needs someone who really makes the person happy. I want to be invited to the wedding, everyone, the whole world invited to the wedding. So, he couldn't make it, or he was too young to get invited, or he was just, he didn't know he was in the country. That's what we had yesterday, that the Yeshiva brother, some of the teenagers, and someone was going to come out and show it, and I was here. People that their friends made the person happy. That's what Charlie Nachman had asked. And the Kala. Hard to make both happy because they don't always know the same people. It's a good question. At the very good Nadukum or not. If my son makes the Chosn happy and son makes the Kala happy too. I have to confess that the people who came to the Sheva Brachos yesterday were people who do the Chosn. I mean, the Kala they had met, known them a little before, but there wasn't really a close circle. I thought it was such a big mafia, I'm not to make them. I don't know, the thing is good fun. Maybe we should try me back when I'm someone who's a new experience, simple for the club and for the college. Yeah, we know this kind of stuff, but I'm not saying that he's right. I'm saying it's a horror. You want to look at the age of Chumras, it's an especially powerful horror which we should consider. The performance is not so bad. Yeah. The Pshara Baita is that Panim Chadoshes increase the emotion. The simplest is the reality. If someone is in a certain emotional state, whether it be Chalila sadness in Avel, or happiness in Simcha, you see somebody new, it rekindles the emotions and it strengthens them even more. I will speak to you from personal experience. It's simple, it's obvious, you see some new face to get here, you see the husband and a greeting to a new friend. Ah, but it's true even in Ado. I remember when I was in Avelis, so, you know, I was in Avelis for a week and people came, everyone came and people from Avelis, because, you know, these people haven't seen in a long time, everyone comes. Everyone, that's where it should be. People try to come. And I think everyone knows about it. I mean, you know, you figure your circle, everyone knows, you know, the worst place pretty fair. I was at a wedding, we'll get to that later, maybe today or tomorrow. A few weeks after, when I was still in Shlosh, I went to a wedding because I had to go to Fair Brook under the chuppah, you know. We'll get to that later. Mom of the month. I met Thomas' wedding, and after the wedding was in June, after when it was over, I stuck around down in Maariv, and I got Maariv, and I said, Kaddish. So someone walked over to me. Oh, I know well. He didn't know. He didn't know. Living in Brooklyn. Dear I, Kaddish. And he pushed, didn't know about my Lord. So I remember when he responded, like, with such, oh, yeah. No, I didn't know. I almost started like, crying all over again. That's what I learned with Kaddish Hadashim. Someone who wasn't some years who I met once in the store. Someone who spoke to my family, who knew my mother, who knew that's what I'm about. The power of it had a certain jolt of sadness that triggered that Panu Chadashi. So that's why we say, if a person is that massive, he shouldn't be putting on pills. All right, you already put it on before, I'm looking to take it off. Five things, no. You're not in the right state to put it on, but you're not looking to take it off either. I had a stupid child. When I was in Avelis, I told you I went to Eretz Yisrael and I came back. The family began Shiva on a Wednesday afternoon, evening, very late in the evening, before Shkia, when the plane was ready for off warning to go to Eretz Yisrael. I didn't start Avelis until Thursday by the Kavura. We already left the figure of Gadala, what we call the Gadala Bayer figure. I got up with my father and brother and sister. I got up to the shiva with them. Had to the shower. As I'm coming home, I'm starting to pop the chakir. It's 7 days of shiva. I'm only on 6 days of shiva. What days do I have? Do I have 1 through 6? Or do I have 2 through 7? It may sound extremely academic, but it suddenly hit me. And I landed Friday morning in the wee hours of the morning, and I came home before anything. You watch in the morning and the Donald was called for 7:30. Let's say I came home before. I said, what's today? Is today day 2? Or is today day 3? For me. For my brother, it was certainly day 3. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What's it for me? Might not convene us. Sure. No destination wasn't a problem. Because the day before, I wasn't there. So I wondered if my brother was not fit to put it, fill it on early, the Gnadar was going to walk in upon a Chadosh. Can't put on film. So I just thought I'd be mad, but at 7:30 was out, and I put on film at 7:25, 7:20. I think this way I'll home free. P.S. around 7:15, I'm going to walk to the door. 15 minutes early, let's walk to the door. What am I going to do? I suddenly realized I saw the same out of Leviathan. My father's oldest friend, no longer amongst the living. My father's seven, first grader, who was living around the corner, and he came early nowhere. But had he not been upon him, Chadosh, he wasn't Chadosh, I'd seen him at the Leviathan. But had he been Chadosh, I would have had a Kakira on my day 3 or day 2. This is Kakira. There was one thing the question might have been guessed. I don't know the answer to that question. If you have an answer, let me know. Yes, sir. At least then I could have put on zone no matter what, because I love to be a makeup of them. Maybe you're right. Okay. Fine. Now I've also had the shock. I'm sorry. That's what I think. I also think only one means that, but I'm not sure. Yeah? The measure, no, can I say? The thing was not measurable with a yardstick. Oh, I would do that. I can't be bothered when I hit a pot like pot and chime. But I didn't hit a simple seven rock. That's not our thing. There's so many shots that several people are doing things I don't agree with. What can I do? Incidentally, there was a friend of my shul that married last Sunday, and they were away from Shabbat to Shabbat Rebbe. The father of the Chassid comes to me on Sunday morning and says, I needed a rub. I'm sorry, I needed you. Sorry, I couldn't come. What happened? All of a sudden, the last minute Shabbat, they make Shabbat Rebbe by the benching of the Shabbat Shudder. And no, because it's already, he was there for dark. It was already the 8th day, and that Sunday afternoon. So it was the next Sunday. But you know, they're possible to disagree, and he had no love there. So they were in a hotel. 3 different Shevardnadze going on, literally a 3-week circus. Kutzah Bar Mitzvah. So he asked now the other Rabbanim who was there, what do you think? He said, I don't know. So they ended up, so he said, it's not my fault. Because he was the father, he was the Chassid Bar Mitzvah. I don't think it was ever. So the father, the cow had to use the sidewalk. You know what he decided. His body made it.
But guess what?
Mechaved Avi Achaz Mitzvah Habrit. You're stuck. Listen, I told them you're dead. You'll get the sheetus and you don't have to write on the clap of head. I think they're all going to be in. One of them even related to me. No, but that was they came out on Wednesday. My cousin came out on Wednesday was there. They had no problem. So I told them we should have done a salad to have a ceremony come out on Wednesday and incorporate one good ceremony. That's the end of mine. So, you would have been at the home walk on Saturday, they found sort of that parrot and maybe you would have found the problem. Although, the cousin wouldn't agree because they had the different halls. Anyway, let's give you a muscle there. Duck the head of the shop. Yes, folks, they are also elevated on Rishon Yom Tov, but they are filled with Torah and Tachanun. The Tachanun are Kabbah. Right? That's how the Shulchan Aruch himself used to say in our Kayim. The Bas of Simon Shin Pesha. Say about the Shach of the Tachanun Aleph. Apparently, Tachanun got away as well. Look at the Bas for a minute. Tachanun, he says. Does it say? I didn't make him. This is the back of the Shin Taker. We're now just asking the question, you have to wait until Nathan comes. I think this is about aimed after an office flower left of Yom HaShani. I feel him in Tata. El Afilu Kodem or Nate, Tachama, Nami, Mudvon, Yom HaShani, Yom HaShani. Achvisa Ki Yom Na, here we go again. The Kodem Shazin Gemara. Ah, Rabbi Shua says, Amos Shneyam Rishon, Amos Shneyam Tillin? No, he says, that's by Panim Chadoshim, Shabo, B'yom HaShem, Amos Shneyam Tillin, if they have. No Panim Chadoshim, there's no, you don't wait until Eitz Hakam. Because the Ram holds the same way. Then he quotes the Torah from the Ramban, Pesh Kuf Pesh Kes, he's going all like the Rift, there's no difference of Mitzot and Kutulo, and he gives a different explanation that we know the Ramban gave him. I think it's a lie with the Kulo. The Bach did not give that explanation. He said, without the explanation, I think of all, you got to know it's Panapadoshin. It's not fair. The Bach is very sharp. They too make sense Panapadoshin. But if it's no Panapadoshin, then you don't have to wait till next. Yeah, yeah. So therefore what? It's a very good question. That's what a bad character is better. On technical terms, it's a lot of cool off. Maybe take a look. My time with Rabbi Yoshua. What did Rabbi Yoshua say? All go be done, we're showing you a film. It's Bob on a Hadashim. Call it. Yeah. So we revised a little bit. Halacha. What can I do? Just tell you what he said. Fine. Look at that right there. If Shama Shvua Krova, Dina Kiyam Kvura, the Oskal and Yom Tzulim, Kei Masu Vidibi Ramban, and the Chavel of Kaman Simitav Beis and Beis. The Mashmo is not so clear exactly. It's the Diyuk. The Diyuk. So look at Tav Beis and Beis, it's talking about Shmua Rechoka. Not about Krova. Whatever, it's not such a clear Diyuk. But I'll call upon him, look at the double Merivavo, he sees the Maritak, the Shidusha. Tafken hu yom mitzvah kvura, avu meitzi yom v'nikva b'layla, chayav anachas tfilin. V'rayoto v'tkama v'shemen avelos yom vishu zaraitza rakim hu yom mitzvah kvura b'hadadu. Famous Maritak, that the only time it doesn't have tfilin is yom mitzvah kvura, otherwise you must put on tfilin. Next page, he quotes the Rashba. That's not the right unless you'll meet the Kvur. Avalachad, that's part correct. Avalachad is the Shulzash, he puts the Badafa Tzilin of Yom Kvur, Hashem Yom Misa, Eina Mukhra. Can't tell. May not be true. May not be true. Raya, Shmua Krova. Shmua Krova Drabana. Kavachom Yom Kvur, Hashem Yom Misa. That's the double-rolled logic. The knowledge of the logic will be passed in the way of the halacha.
that if Abel does not put on tefillin for a day, even if it's not the Elamis, in most cases today in America, you don't get to meet the Kippur the same day. I would say that's true as an average. So you don't put on tefillin day one anyway. We pass the Dagon Merv up against the Mari Tash. And an additional, aside from the Dagon Merv, Raya, from Shmuel Krova, the Chor, the Mari Tash, based on the assumption, as we saw in the Dagon Merv, so you'll meet the Kippur Zaraisa. You'll meet the Kippur Zaraisa. So then and only then is your Nisa Tfilin. But we said already before, the report of the Rambam shouldn't study test with Gimel. There's no Avera Zaraisa whatsoever. It doesn't exist. And there's no difference between Yom Kippur alone or Yom Nisa Kippur. It's all the same. No Tfilin. Mr. Brewer, Yom Rishon Afilu B'Yom Shenikvar Sheni Yom Amitza. Who says so? Tad, of the Rabba, of the Rabba, Sarah HaChayim, Shari Tshuva. The Lov Kemar Ritat, the Chaye Yodom. Can you imagine that? The Chayim, Pasim HaKamar. I think they did German customers that way. The Yom Kippur, not Yom Amitza, they put on Tshuva. But we don't have that. Yeah.
No.
What happens if someone passed away, let's say, at late afternoon, and the school is the next morning? So the other put on film later that day. The Maritat says yes, and the other say no. Yom Kippurah, Yom Rishon of Avera, the seventh. The Maritat presumably holds your Rishon's law covenant with the Din Zoraisa. That's true if the person died 25 at night and was buried the next morning, Yom Rishon Kippur. But if he died at 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, before the sunset, and was buried the next morning, that's not Yom Rishon Kippur. That's the Maritat Rishon.
That's the
wrong
Kippur on the
second
day.
What second day?
All the
Mark
talking about Yom
Sheni
and all the...
That's the next day! It's called the first day.
You shouldn't have a half a minute after the second day.
Why not?
It's not Yoresa, for sure. This whole thing is based on that it's
only Yoresa. Aha. Tano was saying, the whole Gemara is against the Maritat. No, I can't hear it. I didn't have to say it before. Could they? Yeah. Right. Very good. What about Philip? Very good. Talk about that over here too. Mr. Brewer says, the Nate of Nikla Bakalamoi, the Niach Philip Bain Bakalamoi, who Bain Niacharamoi. There's no day that there's no Philip. To be honest, that's not sure. Maybe you put on, you don't put on Kalamoi, even though it's not available. But the mice, we don't understand. This is a sugya of Shulam. It's called a Simon Shin Pei Tet. What's Shin Pei Tet? Also, the Tabe Suso called Shiva Yomim. Can't do laundry for 7 days. Die of the day. That is the issue of what's called Kisvotet. Is what's the issue of washing clothes with a man up? Is it easier to wash clothes? Or is there an issue of wearing washed clothes? Or both? The Rambam, Perek Hay, Halacha Gimel, Uminayim Sha'avol Osa Lachaveh Begada. Lilchot Begufa Lachaveh Shenemar. It's Avli No the Lifshi Bigdei Evel V'Yachasuchi Basham. That's the Gemara early in Mar Tzadon and Atesva. or rather of all the various histories, there's Abel Osevich and Tosef, and he quotes that puzzle. The expression is big day either. The mitzvot is the banner of the seven and aleph. The sif, quotes the puzzle. The lifting of big day Abel. You get the impression of the simple reading of the Gemara. It's nothing to do with the issue of washing, of laundering clothes. You may not wear freshly laundered clothes. The Rambam says, also the chave can launder clothes and quote the same puzzle. The Rambam, in page Kuf Tzadi, seems to say as follows. L'chave to l'aniach r'achar ha'evel, harbe kotzvubo. The whole machlokes of those preceded the Ramban, may you and other wash clothes and wear after the shiva is over. Ani omer, also mitzad melocha, what a chap. Not also b'torah kibbutz, it's also b'torah melocha. And that's a chiddush, by the way. We already pointed out, we learned it's a melocha, so melocha, you can't go to work. You're allowed to wash dishes, a lot of sweep the floor, you saw that? You might have thought that cleaning, doing laundry, the same thing, no? Now it's more of a, considered more of a law. So I said, I'm not. The question, could be that it's such a hassle to do laundry in those days, yeah? Now the machine may be different. So that happens. Buckering. Yeah. Oh. The answer that the Iker is in the Gemara, someone is an Avelis, he's not permitted to have someone else do Malachim for him either. He saw the Gemara Malachim. No. In Shulchan Aruch, Rav Otay, in Simon Shin Pei Tet, this guy, Achar Shiva, so much, in other words, who is in Barakashim? Akashim and Mutil the guy, they not so they're not favorite. The honor of Shloshim Yom Legiyut, which is the first of Gemara, and the Lilbosh. So we see a distinction like this with respect to Giyut. You cannot wear freshly pressed clothes for all month, but the mice of Giyut is Mutil within the month. This is a little bit of a not a proof, but a little bit of indication like that the Ramban is correct. There's two dinim, the maaser and there's the wearing. And you can have, and they can be split, because there's always the malacha pairs shiva, so the maaser gives the mutter pairs shiva, but the wearing is prohibited. So too within shiva, we can argue that the maaser keeps us the Torah's malacha, right? And there's an additional prohibition against wearing freshly laundered garments, even if they were laundered before the shiva began, before the person died. Hey, it's not the same as Shavuot, Shachar, or Tisha B'Av. This is Ramban on the same page. It's not exactly the same.
Is there any reason to make a field between Gedus and Kibbutz?
We'll come to that. One, there are two halachas. There's a halacha that you cannot do a mice and Kibbutz as a halacha, and you cannot have begun in the Chubot, and there's a din of Avelis itself. Pishta. Clay Pishta, the Gemara is certain cool by Clay Pishta. Maybe no Easter Giyot by Clay Pishta. But even though there's no Easter Giyot, you still can't wear the cave with Clay Pishta to go up. But the Ramban, that's true by Shmosh Chabot Tishabo, our Bela should be more common. Again, the Ramban is pointing out that the two different dinim. Take the malacha, have a mission of Avelos, Iker is the Levisha who. Means the Levisha. Okay, so again to repeat the two dinim. What's the din? No, it's going to be two gears and Mishnah. Why? Because it's passed from the Gemara. They don't make it fully clean. So if you're not considering any sort of gears, then how come it's also to wear it?
Right.
Close to the body, you can't get it fully clean. So why is it also to wear it? It's not clean. So the part of the answer is that other requires a beggar menuvo, dirtier than usual. So, it's less than a month. The Pishnah Yishenim ain't in the Pala of Pisha, ain't in Mizgat and Kahogan. They ain't, they are the team of Yosem and the Gamrit. And therefore there's no use in the Maisagir. But the East of the Visha exists anyway. And I'm giving you the reason why you should wear something which is dirtier than usual. To say Pishnah, they're always as dirty. There's not enough to wear it if someone's not available.
Passion.
After Shiva, there's no use in Malach anymore. There's an use to wear Maguhat. Now, that's one thing. Then, the din of Kray Pishna Maguhat, which is not the cloud, the Easter of the Giyot, we're discussing now an Easter of Giyot for an oven. But the Tani is asking, if the Easter is all exclusively an Easter of Malacha, then what's the difference? This presupposes an Easter of Maitre Giyot for Torah Saveh. To be a truth, Kibbutz is not Giyot yet. If we put these two Ramasas with immersion, an Easter of Maitre Giyot for Torah Saveh, so that's only Easter of Maitre Giyot when you're Menachem Legamrim. Like Clay Pishton, where it's not under the Gamre, there's no such issue.
What's this? This Zion.
I'm looking for this particular dinner. Of Clay Pishton, I only see over here in Chakay. Where it says, Koshlosh yam also lose those beggars of Guas, who shall love the Kodesh, and feel who shall fish them. The Gua quotes in the Gemara Tainis, that by Shonen, not by Chadosh. There are many details, which I can't go into every detail right now. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out in the Gemara. In any event, in Pesh Kuf Pei Tes, Ramban says, she does Rashi, the only issue by Mechubot is to do the might of Kibbutz. There's no issue to wear because of Mechubotim, not Mechubotim, Mechubotim. No such issue. Why? One could argue, it's a kind of answer like that. No, it's cotton. Chavdalet on the day. Oh, but the wearing the God of the Chubatim. Quote that from Rashi. Give it out for Birka. About the Tosis trying to play with the Meguhatim. It was saying now it's not true. The Guhatsu is different. I'm suggesting with Rashi that there's no issue with God in the Guhatsim. Tosis is Masha that Rashi would say to send it by Mizguhatsim. I'm saying no. Rashi, which is found in various places, based upon Chazal, based upon the Gemara, that maybe the customs of kibbutz and giyut change. Giyut shalonu to kibbutz shalahem. And kibbutz shalonu is not even kibbutz shalahem. The Ramban suggests this in the context of Shua Shachar B'Tishabah, that kibbutz shalonu is what, I think it's even quoted in Hilchos Tishabah, but I don't go into the Hilchos Tishabah not too much. Because the melechas arai, they're not the kind of laundry that they have. I don't know what they had, I'm not sure what we had. But that's a quote. Okay, that's Shita's Rashi. But many folks can say, no, this is the Malacha by the Maisa Kibbutz. As well as this to wear the Chubot. Patients over here, you die on a day. All the other bits of both, because Shita, also the Shah Malacha, Shlomar, said they look warm, Shahabal also then, the Lokas on it, both of what's the test? What's the test? So, I'm not sure I have many times to it. It's good to eat them alone. Eat them alone. I would have said it's a separate answer. Then is it that both of them need to do the mice of Hebrews? Need to wear the gods of the Kuwab? The Kuwab? He not made the Kuwab. It's the gears to the side. I showed you. My. What does that mean? Hamalacha. We know it's a malacha. I would have said, I get my question before. Were it not for this gemara, I would have said that laundry is not including the malacha. It's like washing the dishes, like sweeping the floor. And even though some malacha means it's a major hassle, but don't sweep the floor hassle. Just take out the garbage. I think it's considered to be a major hassle. Well, that's what the bike. That's what I would have said. You didn't eat some yuchas. That's the case. A woman in Havela shouldn't do the laundry. Separate issue. But she was... pushing him up on Zion. Shlosh Gimel of Chi, the Zion of Mitzvah, the Shlosh of the Giyot of the Sitzvot. Only Giyot. Abel Kibus Mashma, the Shari. What's the Gemara Yavam, it's another story. I have been told, is a Mesech of Snof of Saker? Mashma, the Kibus Nami Osir? No, Kibus means Giyot. In the second of the month, I'm going to die in the lush. So, the song is going to have come give him. I'm going to have a chumma. So, I'm going to have a chumma. I'm going to have a if that's the case, why is the Gemara, the Zavel, answering Giyot beyond Shiva? The Chibut. They want to say that Kibbutz is also awesome. Against the passions in the Gemara. What's the Torah to suggest in that Chav Gimel Amin Al? I am Yavamah Kibbutz Mukhra that is Mukhra, maybe. They somehow bump Dol for the Raya from there, and then Dol for the Raya. And the Chav Zayin on Rimagia the Gemara. Those from the Kibbutz. Shver Bar. There are more, however, than Shin Pei says to follow that the Mechaber quotes, Abel also the chaver tutsu kol shivus yomim. I feel the mayim levad. Shem she also the chaver kach also libos of habu kubos and kolam. Okay, as we said, three dinners. Doctor Amo, acha zayin shori, va olam nogu bo if. Great person. She does the shah. The kibbutz is also for 30 days. Moed kot kol gimel amanal. So the Shach says, only also the Mechubas been Neser v'chol of a love of mine.
How?
The Noagin she'odom acher lov sham chila v'chakach lov sham ha'ovel v'amin ha'giko. Wow. Lov sham ha'ovel rak sho'ach ha'zai v'chach. Ma, you only show money into the shot. We need 60 minutes. A little bit.
How?
And then the Shin Pei says, zip out. Is that true today? Perhaps we're the one we're not macking these days anymore.
Shiva, in discussing days, says this minig, Shiva, is that of a map of the Tanu, out of a map of the Sore, going Shachaluk Lelukhlok, of a Shiva Bluvi Ashari, I feel the Kol Tok Shiva, Ayadeka, came up to Rechitza, Lo Ota Ela Shal Tanu, because you don't should say out, Umashlo Bo Adover Adem of Purish Bepotkin, Aim the Ela Lerov Shituso, Shudavra Alame Vidin Rechitza Vesich Ayin Shem. This is the answer to all our questions. The reason why we change our garments in 30 days, and perhaps even within 7 days in some cases, is because of our good old friend, the Hefter of Incident. So although Rabotai, we try to limit the Hefter of Incident, we say you shouldn't take a shower because no one is can say for sure that he is an incident. But we did mention earlier that a person permitted to use the deodorant, the Havaret Azuama, and a similar din applies to garments. We use, of course, the Aruch HaShulchan. Says, Minigar Amo, his arm is dead. Why? The Ksona Teshnachel ain't in the Shemtanu. And the Shiesh led up the Ksona Teshnachel in the Azeo. And the Tosh is not only in Shabbat. Okay, Rabbi. So we have a cool of Mishim Zeo. The Zedina, that a shirt is also a beggar's day. Explain. This is the same revelation of Paskin that when it comes to Kriya, you rip the shirt. So the shirt is what you normally wear now. Well, with respect to big day Zaya, it's not up to us, but Zundar it is. Like some folks come out for Kisuso, beggar's day, which is not required Kriya. No. It's a different thing. When it comes to the hefter of changing the garment, then it went through. The same garment that you could rip Kriya on, or Yotam Echiv Kriya on, can be permitted to change it if it's swept through. No. No. It seems to me that the Iker Adin, you could argue even with the Shiva, it's permitted for a person to change a garment. You've already discussed this before. But of course, if it's other people, I've got to rip the second garment too. So rip the second garment. You'd rather rip the second garment than the sweaty garment for a week. I think it'd be mutter. And Shas rope, it's really, really sweaty. You can be Malcolm Fan of Korea. But the problem is the Milsa de Smear. You walk into someone's house and he's lost a brother or something. He's not wearing a ripped shirt. Even though completely halakhic. The Milsa de Tamul around, so it's hard to be made. So I would say that the Iker Adin, we should try very hard to keep. And even go beyond the Iker Adin, perhaps. However, when it comes to beyond Shiva, that was an instance. Like I told you about your showering also. There are more comments about showering after Shiva. If it's not as in America, these comments don't apply. So they're all incidents. What's beyond Iker Adin? So too, beyond Shiva is beyond Iker Adin. Even the Aruch HaShulchan explained, when there are more oaths, that Minig Iker, we didn't mean to say, we passed like that person to the Shiva Shiva. Somebody meant. The Ein Kavanoto, Shekei Iker Adina. Nah, the Torah already says it's a pella. It says you shouldn't think, Lotema Shana Minigazesh Shuntah.
So what's the result? From the Dina we certainly pass like Rav Chosin. And therefore the end of the Torah Mazah. So I go back with the people that say, I've come to the shower, I get my clothes, so we have to shiver. You can change your clothes and put on. Begodim l'chubotim, but not l'chubotim. What's the chubot and what's the chubot? That's a question. Come here, we have these starched shirts. Go to the laundry, professional laundry, and starch a shirt. That would be considered l'chubotim. So you wear an unstarched shirt. What about iron? Ironing also, you know, the ironing board called the l'chubotim? I don't know. He was with the iron, that's true. So I guess the best thing to do is to wear, you know, what we call today a wash and wear, a drip dry shirt. Many of you wear it all the time, they never iron their shirt. That's what he says, all right. If you're in a law firm that pays you $1 million, so then expect you to spend half of that, some of the money on washing your shirt. But, also, Lilbos, Tok, Shiva, Kalim, Kadoshim, Gulen, Vishanim, Yotan, Tachatam, Midvesh. That's right, it's Prep, Pei, Resh, Ayin, Sam. Gimel, Tadig, is an Easter of Tachatam, Midvesh. After Giyus, if it's pressing alone, it's not be considered to be in the category of Giyus. That's the passage in the Gemara of Gimel Amaral. Kadoshri, it's similar to Zion. So the Chavis, the God himself, Zion, Avel, Afilu Zilbosh, the Yachah, Zion. Well, the dad mutter, Shnafilu Giyot Shalom Eina Lati Kibah Shalahem, Milo Ritzi Nolong Yom Hetzim, comes from the order of the rule. The Baal, Isa Malacha, they tell you that the Kash, Isa Malacha, you can't take Giyot Shalom Kibah Shalom, don't think this makes no sense. It's an Isa Malacha. So presumably, that God's Ashiho, there's no Isa Malacha by laundry, it's like washing the dishes. Could be on the floor. Hush. We're talking about a chumrah for this one. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara. Call Shloshim Yom the Giyot. Again, trust him in this kind of clothing, white clothing, colored clothing. But then it says further. That's the Ovin V'Imo Yud-Bei's coach. Chapter of Simon Nun Gimel from the Yerushalmi. Or Ad Sheyiger Obo Chaveru. See your friend to A. Enough of this. We'll get to it soon, but we don't have to have some slower. But the same thing. So other than Emo, the corner of the Yerushalmi anyway, this is going to come to Sporet to see soon. In the nature of the Sporet, 12 months, that's Yigal Bochavero, it's also by Giyus. Yerana left it out. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch says, Tipei, all 30 of the cannot wear a beggar to Guvot. Val Odom, Val Imo, Oster, Ashi Yagia, Regel, Acha, Shloshim, the Yigal Bochavero. Most of them was what the Regel to it. Should have said, Ad she, Oster, Ad Shigimah Chaver? Enough. What's the regular? We'll get to that later. Shver expression in the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. This is the bottom line of our side. We skipped many of the problem and the pre-say problem about what's the exact specific Pishnon and Tavua and Lavan and Kodosh and Yashin. Bottom line, in the week of Shiva, no one should do any laundry, no one should wear any fresh laundry clothes. Beyond Shiva, You may do laundry and you may wear pressing on clothes. That's the bottom line of the whole story. Okay. Simon Shin Stadi.
Hello.
Yiluach. So, today, just the glachat is up, 30 days. The writer has an unbelievable sheep. Most of them did the right for 30 days. Is that right? As a matter of fact, the Mordechai quotes the sheet which says, catch this down, you can't comb your hair for 30 days. The she just arrived and he's like a Shabbos. The Rabbi quoted. That's what the Rush quotes the Rabbi. The Rabbi is quoted by the Rush and Simon Gimel. The rights of the seed of the forest, because the Gemara in New Testament days derives as Terah Terah Mim Nazir. The Rosh of Maram to derive it as wrong. Doesn't really mean it. Those in the rights over here, that's Master the Alma. So we assume. Chuck? The Machlokas is the right for now. We assume that the there's no reason to call me here either. This is the background to the Easter of Tiglachas and Tisporek we have to talk about now. Everybody knows, even by how do I say, not from Jews. Mamas, they don't keep Shabbat. But this bit somehow got into their consciousness with the other shade for a month. I've seen people who are not from at all. Mamas, they don't keep Shabbat. I don't keep kosher either. But when they lose the relative, they don't shave for a month. Have you seen that? And then became somehow hakotol ramazah. Is somehow accepted by many people. I can't say exactly why, but it's not even a reality. Okay? You know, one of the hardest things to keep an avail is the difference is related to this Easter of Yiluach. Just as you cannot cut your hair during the month of Avelus. So Buddha Gemara says you're not supposed to clip your nails in the month of Avelus. People have thought that's the hardest bit of all food. Your nails grow for a whole month. People think it's quote unquote growth. The beard, they're used to the beard. Everyone knows never comes in Avelus. You see, when you grow the beard, uncomfortable. Some of the nails became a big issue. The Easter of fingernails. They quote also the Sefer Smachas, the Otsa Tziponel, Yerach Yomim, by the Yifas Toach. She should be regarded of her Tziponel, and she so her Etzim of Sefer Smachas. What can I tell you? Polskin, you can't use a nail file or a nail clipper. But to use your teeth, what do you say? You're not supposed to bite your nails, everyone knows that, but an availus, never. It's mutter for someone who wants to avail some of that head. It's not a normal thing. We'll get to it. We don't pass in the absolute of your afyamim, of your tato, and it'll be also even with your hand. The machlokas in the Masechta Shlomo. Ah, if you don't accept the yafus, the wise vessel with a nail file, a nail clipper, could be that even the mechilin are molded to this instance. But we're not quite sure what the source would be. Some say it's Zerach Kishut. If it's Zerach Kishut, it's separate. It has nothing to do with Giluach. Some say it's included in the issue of Rechitza. And it's only also during Shiva. The Rizgeya seems to say. Kishut even for 30 days as well. He's very spoken about this, whether it's the Kishut at all, what it really means. It could be something you look also. This is the same exact thing as Yilua. It's included. And therefore you need to have all the chumash. Rabbeinu Chananel says here that the custom and out the more custom that within Shiva a person may not even bite his nail. Now does it make him? As it's in the Shin Sadi Sivdain, the shame to us of the Galeah Poslos and Yom, and also legal Sipronayim, the Kli, Abel the other of the Shina of Mutter Akhilat of Shiva. Kind of further, if a woman has done the mikvah, and if you use your hands, your teeth, it's not going to come out nice, you get a formal Ovedet Kokovim, Lethal Lovatar of Israel. You get a non-Jewish woman to give you a proper nail file, nail clip. Says the Ramah. So laugh that all that is Kokovim. And what in Israel? The circle delicious of Kolamoy is Noka. The Kolamoy, the certain coolers, they use a Novel of Kokovim. You mentioned the same expression of Kokovim. By the way, not to today's discussion, there are cases even on Shabbat, where they make some poskim to have a non-Jewish woman clip the nails if it's the Olivia, or if it's Chatzitza Shabbat. See, my boy, that's the Taz, that's the Shabbat, a very big discussion of Shavila. Taz argues the Shabbat. The Shabbat says, no, that's not going to address the problem, otherwise the question would say either. There's a whole discussion in the language, which is not for today. It goes to Shabbos problem. Yeah, not for today. Like, they keep the nimitz, but I think it's going on as follows. The Taz understands that the nature of the Yitzhak is that he shouldn't be in a matzav, in a state of kishut, with properly manicured nails. I can agree on Yisrael, it's a difference. The Shach, however, learns that Yitzhak might have. The mice in the tefillah is the rock of Giluach. It's the mice in the tefillah, so we can draw the picture even over here between a guy and a Jew. And be aware of the fact that you've got to kind of take a position in Rabbanus. The Baal HaBaal is going to start bashing you, even if they grow their beard, why can't I clip my nail? It's like a reality. We grow for a month, it's a reality. Sarah says he tells the din of the day. Finished. End of story. Middleness. You can't change the din. No. I heard yesterday there was a luncheon. Someone told me there's a luncheon. What? Ticket back home. But you can't change the din even if they send you a package. Din of the day. So this is, I just wanted to tell you some of the Yilua. Let's go back to the main sugya, which is the sugya of Yilua itself. Here, you will never have to. You will understand you can't shave in for a month. Everyone understands that there's some of the merit with Makub. But that's a total amount. But how far do you go in this? And Chabez and the days and the best of my customers. Ashigubo Kaver. Says such, near the regal anal of Vatal Dovazet. The requirement for Ashigubo Kaver to take a shave or a haircut is not obviated by the onset of a regal. We're going to learn later, I guess next week. That regals of Vatal Avail. For regals of Vatal Shiv and regals of Vatal Shlosh. So let's say, for example, a person passed away a little more than a week before Yom. And then comes the Yom. Shavuot, for argument's sake. Do we say it's a regular mevatel the din of Torah Tashigir Bochavero? Yigur Bochavero? No. The requirement for Yigur Bochavero cannot be substituted for by a regular. A regal can only substitute for day count, 7:30, but not for a concept of Yigur Bochavero. Does it help that a regal pass? No, my friend. And there are all parts of this letter. The Makabe said it's $10. I'll call a mate from the Galeach, I'll call a mate from the Galeach, I'll call a mate from the Galeach, Dr. Amor, they regal Sahani and Pora Kona Shikha Bokhaver. Where's your time? Here's a very big kid. Come on in. The Ein a regal im hagara Mahani im Pora Kona Shlosh. And the worship pay that to say, they give. Move. What do you say now? Here's the following case. Situation with the Yigur Bochaver. We all know that the Yigur Bochaver only works after Shlosh. Right? Otherwise, it's likely that you could shave right away. If someone is clean shaven in 2 days, or 1 day, it's Yigur Bochaver. But we know that you can't shave for a month. The answer is the whole concept of Yigur Bochavero eliminates the idea of Yudbeis Kodesh of the everybody hears, everybody's right to score it. But within 30 days, the Yigur accomplishes nothing. Says it to Tzvi Tshuva, even if Yontif comes in the middle of the 30 days, still Gar accomplishes nothing. Now let me ask you, if you're using your Svara, would you have said it to Svara? Would you have said this maybe Svara, Tani? I would have said this Svara. Regas Mevatel Shlosh. And Gara is Gara. So Gara, after the Regas Mevatel Shlosh, should be the same as Gara Liyaka Shlosh. That's correct. That Gara is not Mevatel. The Regal does not eliminate the need for Gara. The Regal should eliminate the need to count 30 full days. And once that happens, it stands to reason logically. Just after 34 days have passed, Gara helps. Those who have to regal pass, Gara should help. That's the sheet of the Nod of Yehud. The Mustang. Yehud of Cholak. Excuse me. Kaelin. Arachayim, $2 million. He discussed this question. He says, Erev a regal of Gorba Chavera of Yotza Roya Lahathir Av Tok Shloshin. Allah of all the might. He has the kasha on the Pitzin Shiva. How can the dog of Rabbah say this? It's against the Mefurish of Mechaber in Simon Shin Pei Tet. And in Talmud, the Tshuva Me'ava argue with the Rebbe in another view. What was Shin Pei Tet? That was the question we had before. It says, hey, again, it says in Yitzhak Yitzhak, and I'll over Malimo Oster Achi Yagia Regal Akash Loshim the Yigur Bochaver. That's Taka Mashma against the Nod of Yehud. You didn't understand it then. You don't understand it now. Why should you require but some appellant? But I'm saying in the name of babies, this can't be right, no? Achyagia regal akash loshim yigur bochaver. So who needs a regal? Still, also, What's Regal doing over here? Minei Obey makes no sense. Yes.
Later.
Next week, Mr. Shem. that sometimes when the regal knocks off an avelus, there's a window of opportunity just before the regal to do something such as washing or ironing or something like that, shaving. Okay? That's, but you're asking a good question. Regal says something about the before even stuff. In anticipation of the regal. We have to be able to see that next year. So the cards of Pell also, where does it come from? This is the transient test. Well, we know where it comes from. The Ramban. Let's take a look at the original source. Kuf Tzadi Bey. Ramban. We derive the use of this story, and we rely on the sentence and office. Hilkos, author, quote, Achi agia regal ha'achash losher vigra b'chaver. What does the chaver say? Lomar, levosh kelem uvuhatu z'chvot ha'regal. I'm a time of the meaning regal. Avabaldilu below regal. Ein chaver makirim bom lomesh kelem chadoshin on the buhatin. V'yein ligar bo. Aha! Says the Ramban. What's regal doing there at Shin Pei Tet? Not to tell you that you need the adapter regal as such, but the normal thing with respect to the Godim is if a regal will not come, they're not going to tell you, hey, you look terrible, change your clothes. The Elimit is Borit. Came a Shin Pei Tsaragor, but without a regal. But the problem still remains. Once you have a regal, truly understand why a regal is needed. In the reality, de facto, of Yigur Bochaveru, with respect to Kibbutz, the wise Ramban has a phrase of what? The Yachashlosh. Regal itself should knock off the Shlosh. That's the problem. That's the question. That's the question. The Gara Lo Mahani. Why? Came as the Yeshua Chomer, the Torah Gara. Yeshua Nami Chomer, then Rekha Bavat Shloshim, the Inyono. So just really say why. A Chomer, right? That's a Chomer. And then those Abi Yehuda thinks that the Chomer shouldn't apply. So maybe he means that Gara is not an independent din, but Gara is a din that extends Shloshim. This regal is not mevatel the din of Gara, so the regal cannot be mevatel the din Shloshim with respect to this sense of din either. So that's what he's driving at. A shvera din. A shvera din. I'm not sure if there are a lot of stuff that he meant. Therefore, the halacha l'maisa, there are many poskim who are mekel after another biyuda. You know, he himself said halacha below l'maisa. There are many poskim who say halacha l'maisa. Even the Ramban himself, he can't tell completely. I mean, I'm just thinking now, let's say the person who regals l'vato l'shiva. Regal and shloshim. Regal, Shloshim, and Gara, all three. If you could say regal alone is not enough, but it's within the ship. Maybe it's within the ship. This is what Ramban means. But the Svara, the past, this is like the note of you. Regal, not so Shloshim. And therefore that Gara, the Achara Regal, like the Gara, the Achara Shloshim. Pashim, that means logically. But again, many folks disagree, and I would like to postpone the further discussion until the time we spoke about regal. We'll see a little more about how regal works. It'll be easy for us to understand it into. How long is Gara? The Ramah says people used to have beards, remember? $10. Look, though, there's no like in the Gimel Chadosh. When we call us Elon Nogan, Shane, Mustafa, and all other Venimo, called Yudbeis Kodesh. Hippala. That's what it sounds like. If lo l'tzara kom shehichpid al tzara, or sheholat ben agoyim of its navel beinayim its tzara also, the Muslim tapa today, okay, ben agoyim. But the whole din is only for those who have beards. If you don't have a beard, the shir garet man kata yosef. I would agree. Because over here, the b'nei ashna shir regila l'galech t'tonim, shir garet shloshim yom. Shloshim yom! Okay, well, yom ever. Shnei yom, shloshim yom. Well, it doesn't matter. Within a month, the little kid doesn't matter if it's garet. Shnei shloshim yom, okay. I thought it's one day. If someone lost a relative, and then 8 days later comes the yontif. I wouldn't say, well, there's no gari yet, it's only 8 days. I said, as if there is gari, it's a shave every yontif, it's a quarter of the view. Because over here, and then, you want to take another haircut. Now you do it right away, but to wait till the gedi grew up of it. So the Kivega says, you have to be machmir, and that's the Ramon then. The one of the men who used to have a hippie, and keep your hair for 12 months straight. He met for 12 months, you shouldn't take another haircut until you grew up of it. The Mika is in, there's no need to wait a second time. And I believe that nowadays, the Minigas to be making, those who wait a certain amount of time, Yigur Bochaveo, whatever it may be, and then they take a haircut right away, and they don't seem chesed after that. That's what I've observed. Okay, so take one off. Mr. Shem, tomorrow, so since I'm ashamed of the students that I can meet, my family should have been Mishnah, so let's talk about some happy topics, and how the Simcha of Simcha of Mereyas, of Simcha of Kosvim, these things, how this contradicts the principles of Avel. And this is going to be, I'm telling you in advance, Rabbonim, the most important shaila in getting a regular basis. Rabbi, I'm an Avelist. Can I go to a wedding? Can I go to a bar mitzvah? Can I go to a shadow brother? Can I go to a group? There's a very, very important halacha to know. The whole siman is one page. Ovel also the Chobin Simcha, Shin Sariyala. But you will see it's very complicated. We'll try to be looking at the Ian Rav, Mr. Shimon.